Blog Talk Radio.
I took a Flexeril, so excuse me. This is Dorian. This is my lovely sister, Raina.
Hello.
And we are going to be talking about Betatine tonight.
We're going to be talking about lots of shit tonight. Can I just tell you?
I'm
going to break it down like it's church up in here tonight. I want y'all to know.
All right, get it.
I'm going to break it down to your mama like it's church, but not church like your mother and father took you to. This is pagan church. This is happy church. This is celebration church. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you. But tonight we're going to talk about Beltane, and one of the great things about Beltane is, in addition to being a time of great fertility and not necessarily pregnancy fertility, thank the gods, but fertility for all kinds of things. I want people to know it is about fertility of new ideas, new projects, new beginnings, new relationships, new everything. It is fertility in its entirety. Wouldn't you agree, sis?
I would totally agree with that. I mean, you know, I've been seeing signs left and right for, you know, okay, something big is coming, you know, and it's like I feel like, you know what, I just correlated that. And anybody who's on my Facebook page, you know, probably saw the picture I posted of the snake in my tree. I was on the phone with my sister when I saw him. I was starting to freak out.
Well, you know, because you're not used to a snake in the tree. You're used to a snake in someone's pants. I mean, it's a little bit different.
Exactly. Yeah, it was just, it kind of freaked me out. Even though I was in the house and he was like at least 50 feet away in the backyard, in a tree, nowhere near me. And then, the cat just found her ball. There's going to be a little bit of dinging in the background because my cat Artemis just found her ball. I didn't realize it was in the office.
This is my sister who, in the middle of a very intensive conversation, will stop and say, "Squirrel!" I mean, really, hello?
Yeah, seriously, That's why I like the movie Up so much. That's why Doug is my favorite character because, yeah, it's like, blah, 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 squirrel, blah, 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 blah.
Right, so going back
to
your
snake. I love my squirrel.
Go ahead. Enough about the squirrel. Go back to the snake.
So it actually just hit me before I started seeing it because I was going to correlate it with shedding of the old ways and shedding of old habits and shedding of old people and, you know, annoyances and stuff you want out of your life.
Negativity and bad influences.
Exactly.
And things that drag you down and people that drag you down. And, you know, if you're not on the path, you're blocking my view. Get the hell out of my way.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you. This is the year of, you know, waving our fuck stick.
Imagine.
We don't give a fuck.
Preach on, mommy. Go ahead. Tell them about the magic fuck stick, please.
Yes, the magic fuck stick, of which I need a new one, and I'm going to be, that's going to be a necromancy wand, but I'll have to have him make me a magic fuck stick, too. fuck you. You want to be fairy godmother?
Magic fuck stick, correct.
Yes. Yeah, and it kind of stems back, you know, the whole fairy godmother to what you were saying the other day about, you know, we run into these people that don't want to do the magic themselves. Not a whole lot of them, thankfully. But yeah, there are some people that just, they want you to do the work for them. And I thought that was a great point that you brought up the other day. It was
yeah,
they want a fairy godmother.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. People do not want to have to do the work on their own. They don't want to have to do the study. They don't want to have to do the service. They don't want to have to do anything that might inconvenience them. So they look to their local witch to do, in essence, their stupid and dirty work, which I find extraordinarily insulting and annoying.
Yes. It really is, because it's like, okay, if you want one of us to teach you or you want our help, I mean, because we're all about helping people when we can.
Yes.
You know, I mean, if it's not, I don't know, I don't want it to just come off saying, like, you know, if it's not too taxing. But, yeah, technically, yeah, if it's not too taxing, if it's not going to, you know, be to the detriment of my life and my goings on, absolutely, I will help anybody who asks for it. You know, even if sometimes I have to put stuff on hold.
Well, sure.
But it's a matter of, you know, how important the need is, how important my needs are, you know. But yeah, no, I'm like so over these people that get into the craft thinking that it's the Hollywood stuff.
Oh yeah, I'm
you know, which
my stick fuck stick.
Exactly. You know, it's like yeah, Practical Magic, great movie, probably truer to the craft than any other film that's actually been put out there. Even though you know, obviously certain things are not factual. You can't jump off a roof and land safely. you can't make
a good motherfucker below there waiting for you.
Yeah, right. But yeah, no, this is actually I love this time of year because it's a renewal. You know, I feel like between Samhain and Beltane, which are actually the exact spot on the spectrum, just opposites of each other.
Right.
You know, this is a time for rebirth and renewal and shedding of old ways and, you know, just getting rid of the crap out of your life and letting in the good stuff. Because, you know, if you have too much crap, you don't have room for the good stuff.
Well, I like what you said a couple of weeks ago about, well, I'm not going to get new stuff until I get rid of the old stuff. And I thought that was
there you go.
About getting, you know, like doing a real spring cleaning, but it doesn't just apply to clothing or, you know, that old chair that you really need to throw out. It applies to everything. It applies to habits and people that are dragging you down and ideas that, you know, you hold on to, like old negativities, like old hurts, like things that, you know, you're clinging to because you feel justified to, you know, hold on to that anger. It's time to let that stuff go.
Exactly. And something that I just found out, I've been a witch almost 25 years, and I really didn't pay attention. I really didn't know because I'm so focused on, you know, fall and Samhain and that time of year that, you know, I'm really just starting to get into the other holidays.
Yeah.
You know, hold on a second. Get off my chair, please. Thank you very much. Cat's trying to pull me backwards.
Oh, while my sister gets her cat off the chair. Yes, ma'am. Have you Sweetie Pie, I know that the show is about you and me.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry. She's just like,
honest to God, now y'all know this is what we really do every day. This is how we talk to each other every single day.
Yeah, she's trying to pull my chair backwards. I kind of leaned back and I just felt claws grabbing into the back of my shirt. It's like, ooh, get off. No, bad kitty. Yeah, actually, Karen said, laugh out loud, feline eviction in progress. She's about to get kicked out of here. She snuck in while I wasn't looking, so. But I digress, and I continue on my path, you know. So sorry, you guys have to kind of fetch me back. But
going in the retrieval, here she comes.
Yeah, Dorian retrieval. Here you go. Here, girl. Here, girl. Look, it's a picture of a squirrel. But no, I really hadn't realized that the veil between worlds is just as thin during Beltane as it is during Samhain.
Absolutely.
So
it is the time for communication with those past.
Yeah, it actually now makes total sense. Like, because friends of ours run the North Carolina Piedmont Church of Wicca, which actually they're holding their Beltane Brouhaha Festival this weekend. Actually, they should be there now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it was like the first night that I was there. I'm not sure if it was the Friday night or the Saturday night that a group of us went out. It started out with fairy hunting because, you know, they have small children there, so they go and they look for fairies. And, you know, in Kings Mountain, I think there's actually a couple patches of them. But it's also very haunted. So we went ghost hunting, and I was wondering, I mean, I was hearing and seeing stuff left and right, and that wasn't usual for me.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, we have a lot of activity, and it's just, I found it fascinating. You know, I did not realize that it was that thin this time of year.
Oh, yeah,
so,
absolutely. The veil is very thin right now.
Your sister's...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it's okay, you finish.
Oh, I was going to say that, you know, it's very... the veil is thin now, but it's going to be even thinner next week when it is actually Beltane. I mean, we're just coming up upon it right now, but Beltane starts the evening of the 30th.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and you bet your little sister's going to be doing some necromancy that night.
I'll be hiding under my bed. Thank you.
I promise nothing's going to come after you.
I do not deal with... See, I mean, here's the other thing. People think when you're a practicing witch that, you know, well, you know everything about the craft. Honey, I've been in the craft almost 40 years. I don't know shit from shit. And I am the first person to tell you. My knowledge base is not that complete. I am so sorry. We specialize. We're specialists. We're like doctors. We specialize in different areas. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree. Because there are some pagans, and it kind of surprised me the first couple times, you know, I dealt with it. But there are plenty of pagans out there that do not believe in ghosts, that are absolutely adamant that, you know, no, there's no such thing as ghosts, and they only practice, like, you know, certain kinds of magic. And, you know, it's like, with me, I've always been fascinated by the supernatural and all that.
Right.
I mean, God, when I was a kid, my favorite ride was the Haunted Mansion. You know, most of my friends were like, no, I'm not going in there. And I'm like, yes, let's go. That was the first thing I wanted to head for.
See,
you know?
Not me. I'm a wolf. I have this thing about being scared. I'm not into it.
I'm not as much as I used to be, but it still fascinates me, and I still enjoy when the other side reaches out to me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I think I've kind of blocked some of it, but...
That doesn't scare me. See, you know, like, seeing someone who's passed in a mirror doesn't scare me. You know, people knocking on the door that aren't there because they're spirits, that doesn't scare me. What scares me is like a horror movie or a slasher movie. I'm not into gore, and I'm not into, like, fear. For me, they're totally, totally separate, you know? The things I'm afraid of, I think, are a lot more grounded and tangible, like when a friend is you know, in dire straits or very sick or, you know, a loved one or me or you, you know, something more, you know, earth-based freaks
yeah.
me out a hell of, you know, that's the stuff that freaks me out. Stupid movies freak me out, you know. a snake in the tree doesn't necessarily freak me out because to me that's a symbol and it's a sign, you know.
Yeah.
Although
oh, and we've been getting a lot of them.
A lot of signs.
Not snakes, but a lot of signs.
Yes, that's why I prefaced it. Not a lot of snakes, just a lot of signs. Here's your sign.
Yeah.
But. But you know.
Well, and it cracks.
I'm sorry, go ahead. What cracks you up?
No, I was telling you before, but I'll tell the listeners, it cracks me up because, or not really cracks me up, like, ha-ha funny, but just kind of hits me that most of the goddesses and the gods that are, like, my personal deities that I go to first,
yeah.
most of them, their totem somehow is a snake.
Yeah.
You know, so that's, I don't know, I digress.
No, that's not digression. What we were talking about when we were talking about that, about the snake in particular, was the tree of knowledge from the Bible, and how
yes.
it was, you know, it's actually referenced as the maypole.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You cut out for a second
Sorry.
There.
No,
okay.
I thought you were going to chime in. I was surprised. You usually do.
Oh.
But anyway.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize you were finished.
you know, because the tree, obviously tree of life, you know, the caduceus symbol is a snake. You know, I mean, snakes
yeah.
have been used as symbols of eternal life. The Ouroboros I wear around my neck, the snake eating its tail, is a symbol of the infinite. So snakes are actually very, very good signs and very lucky when you think about it.
Oh, yeah. And they were actually one of the first goddess symbols. They were one of the first symbols of the goddess. So it's kind of apropos with, excuse me, with Persephone coming back, you know, and Demeter coming back to life. And, you know, I mean, obviously in the mystical form, but, you know, their time coming to fruition and just seeing that. And, yeah, I am so glad you were with me on the phone because I was like, oh, my God. And it's not that I have a fear of snakes. That's the whole thing. I've worked at pet shops. I've worked at veterinary hospitals. I worked at a Wen fair where I used to carry my friend's snake around, Nicodemus. And he loved my boobs. He would
Everybody
wrap himself around
boobs.
My waist. Well, Nicodemus really, really, really liked my boobs. Yeah, because they were pushed up to my chin practically. You know, but he would wrap himself around my waist because he was a pretty big. He was a Colombian red-tailed boa, beautiful snake. Absolutely loved him. Stick his head right in between the boobs. He'd wrap himself around me, then stick his head in the boobs.
Aww.
You know, so I have no fear of snakes.
When he would bury his head in your tits, did that freak you out?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'd have been like, what are you doing down there? Looking for something to nibble on? You better not be nibbling on my boobs. I would not be happy.
No, oh, God, what was his name? Oh, I can't remember his name now.
Who?
Oh, his owner, the guy's, or the snake's, the guy, the snake's owner.
You're so
but
funny.
It was,
snake's name, but not the guy who owned it. What does this tell you?
Exactly. I can picture his face, but I can't remember his name. I think it started with an F. It might have been.
We can't see his face through your mind, sweetie. We're good. We're not that good.
Yeah, I know. Honestly, it doesn't really matter. You know, but it's like, I have no fear of snakes to an extent. I'm not a fan of wild animals. You know, I like watching them. And I'm like, okay, I can appreciate you. Birds, that's something else. You know, like the crow scaring the hell out of me earlier. Oh my God. You know, I've been trying to get crows to come to me for years, actually most of my life. I sit there and I talk to them, and, you know, I talk to all the animals. But, I was sitting outside, and I had just gotten off the phone with you, and I was sitting relaxing, waiting for the Flexeril and the ibuprofen to kick in. And I hear something above me, and then I see this black thing jump out, and, you know, he was flying to a branch, but, you know, I heard the rustling of the feathers, and it made me jump. It scared me. I actually tweaked my arm again. I was like, oh, my God, ow, don't do that. That's why she wanted to sit there and talk to me. Awesome. Don't scare me.
She is constantly hurting herself.
Yes, I need a bubble wrap suit.
You do. You do. You need to be the girl in the bubble.
Yeah, no, seriously, yeah. Yeah, it's like, what was that movie? Bubble Boy. Oh, Jake Gyllenhaal. Oh, my God, I love that movie. You want $500? I'm sorry, I will not go down a road. I'm sorry.
It's the retrieval time. I got to go in after, folks.
I'm trying not to stray too far from the path. I'm just kind of weaving and bobbing. I'm happy.
Boxing? Bobbing and weaving and bobbing. Who are you fighting tonight, Holyfield?
Sting like a butterfly. Fly like a butterfly,
good.
Sting like a bee.
Thank you, Muhammad Ali. Very good.
I know. Excuse me, Cassius Clay. Thank you very much.
Oh, pardon me. She's got it right.
Yeah,
she's
I am old school, baby. Old school.
Okay. Older than you by 12 years. If anybody's got an old school, it would be me. Yes, I have no choice but to love you. You're my sister.
Even though I'm a little stinker.
That you are. You are a little stinker. But here's the thing. So we're talking about Beltane. We're talking about throwing off the old stuff and... good God. I'm sorry. My first husband is in the chat room. Nice to see you.
Yeah, I saw him.
Anyway, he always throws me off. I don't know why. Okay.
Quit looking at this button. Get back to the show.
We're talking about throwing off the old stop laughing at me. We're talking about new beginning. If you don't fucking stop laughing at me, I'm going to come through the phone and hurt you. So we're talking about throwing off the old and bringing in the new and starting things over. You know, unfortunately, we have some loved ones who are not starting this wonderful season on a very up note.
Yes.
So we are going to ask you to send love and light to our beloved brother-in-law. Our brother is fine, although the stress is unbelievable. But our brother-in-law is not doing very well, and we are asking for love and prayers for him, as we do for all of you guys and your families. We've got a friend in big, you know, physical trouble.
Yeah.
But on a lighter note, the weather is turning back again. I don't know what your weather is doing there, but it is starting to be warm where I am on a regular basis.
Yay!
Hallelujah.
I know.
So I'm of course, very happy about that because I hate being cold. It is not my thing. My sister loves being cold, don't you, Dorian? But
yes, I do.
I'm old. My bones are old. I need warmth.
Well, see, I don't know if it was, you know, partially my fault.
Yeah,
I mean, not
witch.
That Not that I'm so conceited that I think that, you know, we didn't have a winter this season just because of me. You know, I mean, there's obviously a lot more factoring into it, but yeah, this is like the first year I sent snow to Arizona, and I was like, oh crap, what did I do? I was like,
yeah,
oops.
Here's what impressed me with that. I asked you to do it on command, and you did.
Well, anything for my sister.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Doing weather magic on command, okay, sis, make it snow. And she did. No. She made it snow in the desert. Yes, she did. And then I said, okay, point's been made. Make it stop. And it stopped. And it was pretty damn instantaneous. Less than 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, I think that was.
I was quite impressed.
I think the whole instant itself lasted about like half an hour, I think, was what it was. Because you text messaged me and said, I need you to make it snow.
And you
did. You know, so I was like, okay.
And then I said,
I honestly. Yeah, honestly, I was pretty darn impressed with myself that day too.
Well, you
but with the weather, for some reason, I think that's the Striga half of me, because the Strigarians, I guess, which, you know, everybody, well, most of the people in the chat room know that's you know, Italian witchcraft. So the Italian half of me is kind of in charge of the weather. And I know I don't have to convince you, but we were at a picnic, a company picnic, the place my father used to work for, and I went with them with Drew, and it was so hot that day, and you know, I don't do heat.
No, you don't.
I don't like it. If it's too hot, I will get grumpy. I will not be a happy Dorian.
Not pretty. I've been there with her. It ain't good.
I had seen, what was it? It was just a couple clouds, really. You know, but I was like, oh my God, I wish it was just, those clouds would come here. And I made the mistake of, because if I just pull them in with the energy, they come fairly quickly anyway. But I was really pissed off at the weather that day. I made the mistake of sticking my feet in the water.
Uh-oh.
It took 15 minutes, and those clouds that, you know, big fluffy white clouds were coming in, but they were getting darker by the second. I was like, uh-oh. What did I do? Uh-oh.
That's why you
got
to be careful of what you ask for.
Exactly. Well, we got to go home early anyway, so. You know, I was ready to go. We had already eaten. It was a nice day, but it was just really too hot to fully enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, yeah, it started raining and it rained it out. And I felt bad for everybody else who didn't mind it being that hot, but no, I'm sorry. I'm a witch. I take precedence. If I'm too hot, I'm going to do something about it. I don't care what you think.
That reminds me of the Pagan Pride Day we went to in Freedom Park that year, and I'm
around,
and you know, my nephews were there, and I looked at my sister and I said, friggin' hot. She's like, okay, we'll fix it. And I watched her pull clouds over the sun, and I went, you what? Teach me how to do that.
Well, That was still not as impressive as what you did, though, with the fire. Yeah,
oh,
Andrew still talks about that. He's like, Aunt Rishona's spirit, I'm sorry, Aunt Raina needs to teach me how to do that.
Aunt Raina can't.
I need to learn how to. I know, and I've told him that.
Tell everybody what happened, because they don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, okay. We were at her place, And there was three of us. It was, you know, another dear friend of yours and mine now, since I've gotten to know her. I love her dearly. And my son, my oldest son, and we were just standing there talking. We were kind of actually in a triangle near the fireplace. And she walked over. Now, the fireplace was not lit. I had not seen you light it all the entire time we were there. You didn't have anything going.
Oh, it wasn't lit. Mm-mm.
So she walks over and just kind of pulls the grate away from the wall and tosses in a bunch of papers she was getting rid of. Didn't think anything of it, and we continued talking. You know, I kind of looked at her and smiled as she was walking back into the kitchen. Then all of a sudden, our friend, she goes, Rochelle, Raina, your fireplace just lit. You know, and Drew's face, oh my God, his face dropped. He was like, how did you do that?
Girls got to have respect.
I know. I was like, oh my God, you got to teach me that. You got to teach me that. Because that's like, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's impressive. That's.
You guys called me in from the other room. Did you know that the fireplace lit by itself? No, it didn't. I did it.
Yeah. And she's like, no, I know. I know. No, I did it. And we're like, how did you do that? Yeah, see, and that kind of stems back to, you know, the whole thing, like, okay, with the Hollywood aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we as witches can do that kind of stuff to an extent. I mean, there's really, I don't know, I think with Kelly, a couple weeks ago when she was on, she was talking about how her face changes when she's being taken over by an entity. That is possible, but it's not possible to, like the movie The Craft, disappear into your clothes and then come back out of them, you know, or change the color of your hair instantaneously. You know, glamoury is a very kind of tricky thing, but, you know, with the elementals, elementals are something completely different. With that, I mean, you can, you know, especially if you practice with it. Yeah, there's amazing things you can do with it. You know.
Absolutely.
But I think sometimes people get into it for the wrong reasons. You know, they get into
they're
it because...
lazy. They're lazy. People are lazy.
Yeah.
People
yeah, it's like,
lazy.
Oh, I know what I'll do. You know, so and so broke up with me, so I'm gonna become a witch and I'm gonna hex them, or I'm gonna get them back, or I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that. It's like no, sweetie. You have to watch your intent.
Sometimes people have said to me, "I need you to do a spell," and I, you know, whenever somebody says, "I need you to do a spell," it's all the first thing I think is. No, because it's usually for something that they don't want to have their hands dirty or they don't want to do themselves. It's like, grow up, grow a set of balls, do it yourself.
Yeah, put your big people pants on and get to work.
Yeah, go put on your big underwear and get to work. I just noticed in the chat room that Karen says that glamoring is unreliable. Actually, Karen, it is not unreliable. As a matter of fact, I am where I am this far in my life because of the ability to glamour. So you and I will talk offline. But
we should do a whole show on that.
On glamoring, yeah. Glamoring is something that you got to really practice. And it takes years and time and concentration and focus until it's something that just comes naturally. I've never seen anybody just naturally be able to do it. It's very difficult, even with practice. So going back to the fire trick, the one person who actually might remember that I have a lot of good experience with fire is my first husband, because he actually watched me play with fire one night. And he likes
do
fire
tell.
Too. Thing. Huh?
I said, do tell.
Do tell. Well, it's a long story. it's a very long story.
Okay.
But yeah, we like fire. We've played with fire. Lots of people do not. lots of people do not trust themselves with it. There's a lot of self trust that's involved with doing things with the elements, like with the air or with water or with, you know, fire or the earth, or making any kind of substantial, noticeable change where energy is transferred or translated. It's very difficult. That fire trick is my best trick. I will come clean right now. That is my best trick. That is what I'm good at. I'm not good at everything. I'm not good at most things, so I'm just going to be straight up about that.
No, you are good at a lot of stuff. Don't discredit yourself.
I don't think it's about discrediting myself. It's about honesty in your ability. Now, if I practice other types of magic, you know, it's very possible I would become, you know, better versed in other forms. My basic focus right now is healing and, you know, making sure that people have their needs met, whether or not they know it. You know what I mean? It's like the prayer I do every day, because I do pray daily, because our gods love attention, and I love giving it to them, because if you pay attention to them, they will pay more attention to you.
Exactly.
Like any deity, they want appreciation and credit for their work and to be noticed, and I have absolutely no qualms about telling them every day how grateful I am to be their child. So to that end, I also pray for our listeners, families, and, you know, my prayer always starts, Great Mother and Great Father, I come to you today with a grateful heart and complete thanks for the wealth, health, and happiness, and fill in the blank. And that is something I do every day. It is a habit. It is what I need to do to get through the day. If I am tired and I haven't done it all day, I can't lay down and go to sleep until I've gone up and prayed. And I don't call corners, I don't do a full ritual, but, you know, I light candles, I light incense, and just take those few minutes to give them gratitude. And I promise you, the things you will see manifest in your life, especially at this time of renewal, you will be amazed.
Yes.
They listen. Our gods are alive. They are. And they recognize us, and they know us, and they understand us, and they don't judge us. We may get smacked around if we are not doing things the way we're supposed to do. But let's face it, we all know when we are out of favor, whether it's our gods or our friends or our family. You know when you're on the path. You know when you're listening and paying attention and being mindful of the direction you're being guided to go in. So I just want everyone to know I love you guys, and on this coming Beltane, we are praying for your health, your finances, your peace of mind, your happiness, as we do for each other. We're here to take care of each other. We are here to be teachers and students, all of us for each other. That is one of, to me, the main tenets of the craft. There's love, there's pleasure, but there's also lessons and things to teach. Everyone has something to teach. And things that hold you down, this is the time right now where you have to look at your life and give up those things and those people and those clothes and those manners of thinking that are holding you back. This is the time of renewal. This is the time of regeneration. But get out there, and I want you to go and do something fantastic. Stop letting things hold you back. All right, Mama's done preaching.
Yeah. No, that was perfect. That was perfect. You know, and I would just like to add, don't weigh yourself down with the thought of, I don't deserve it. Because you
Absolutely.
Do. Don't doubt yeah. that you do.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And yeah, and I, you know, I mean, speaking of the signs, it's like, I mean, just even as minute as, you know, somebody posting something on Facebook, it's like, it's all kind of compiling. I mean, people who don't even know each other are posting things, and it's just like pointing in the direction that, you know, I've been thinking that we're going, because there's something big coming for us. I've been saying this for a couple of years now. You know, there's something big on its way for the people that are on the path, and even some that are not. You know, those who are living their lives the way basically they should be. Not saying you can't have fun, not saying you can't, you know, have a drink, not saying you can't do this, you can't do that, you have to be a goody-goody. That's not the way we operate.
No.
You know, that's not us.
But,
yeah, be nice to people, you know, but don't stand there and let them walk all over you either. You still have to be nice to yourself first. And that's a lesson I'm learning.
Because I'm kicking your ass on it, too.
Exactly. And I am so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for the lessons I've learned just in the past 6 months.
Me too.
Alone.
Me too. I've learned a great deal in the past 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. It's been amazing. When you stop fighting, because you know that little voice you hear that says, don't do that, or go this way. No, I think today you need to go this way.
Yeah.
Listen to that voice. That's, you know, your guides, your gods are talking to you. They are telling you and guiding you and there to help you. They are not there to hinder you. Now, of course, if the little voice says, I want you to go be an axe murderer, obviously
they
may not want to listen to the voice. I'm just saying, not a good idea. But, you know, there are signs everywhere. When I stopped fighting and being confused and said, okay, Mom, Dad, I'm going to let the ball go. You tell me what direction. And they will lay the path out crystal clear.
Yeah.
Crystal clear. Even though I had enormous doubts and struggled and struggled and struggled for months with whether or not to, you know, move where I've just moved, the path was made so crystal clear and so easy, there was almost no way for me to not go. So finally I said, okay, they want me to go. So I went.
Yeah, I was trying to fight that for you, too. I was like, no, you can't take my sister. No. And then it was like, I finally listened to the voice in my head, and it was like, okay, no, she has to do this. You have to let her go. You can't hold her back. And it's like, okay, you know, so I conceded, you know, and yeah, it was meant to be.
Yeah, but it's difficult. It's very hard. When you love your sister and you're as close as we are, it's very difficult to let go and say, okay, honey, I'm going to be 5 days away by car, but I love you. It's just really hard. My sister and I are very, very close. We are probably closer than most married couples. I can barely get through the day I can barely get through the morning without talking to my sister at least once. Now, some people may think I'm crazy, but you know what? It works for us. What can I say?
Exactly. I think both of us make each other stronger.
You definitely, you know. I am just so grateful, and I'm just going to brag on my sister. I have to. You have taught me so much, and I adore you, and I want everybody to know what an awesome, incredible, sweet, and kind, and loving person my sister is, because you truly are like one of the finest people ever.
And you're trying to make me cry, aren't you?
No, don't cry. It's a happy time. I just, you know, with things changing the way they are as fast as they are, with this being Beltane coming up and a time of renewal and rebirth, I just want you to know that I love you because it's a holiday.
Aw, and I love you right back. You know that. Honestly, you've helped me find my backbone. You really have.
I knew it was in there somewhere. I just had a pull on it a few times, and out it came. Imagine that.
Yeah. But even you know, when you saw me walking into a huge mistake, it was like you would warn me, but it was like, okay, you're going to do what you're going to do. You know. And there were lessons
like
I had to learn hard.
Tell you. I told
exactly.
You. Bitch wouldn't listen. What can I do? I hold your hand when you come out the other side, do I not?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Even though I'm like, I know you told me. You told me. It's
you
like, oh, God.
Conversation of, I know you told me, and me saying, but I told you. And she's like, I know.
And you bet your ass next time. I'm going to fucking listen.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm looking, and please forgive me, because at the moment, it's almost card time. And I apologize. There were a couple of weeks there, guys, that I did not get to do the cards. I'm sorry. But tonight, I'm going to do the cards, and I'm going to do more than three. So as soon as
yes, ma'am. Go
Lorraine
for it.
Finds her damn deck. All right, I have got the deck.
All right. Tell me when
go
you
ahead
start.
And say a blessing to everybody while I get ready here.
All right.
I bless them.
I would just like to bless everybody as much as I possibly can. And thank you guys for just being here. First of all, I got to give a shout out to Jess because I haven't done it yet. So, Jess,
hey,
if you're listening,
yes
I am talking to you. Yes, I'm talking to you. I'm going to bring you a knuckle sandwich and a bag of chips. She's probably cracking up right now.
There you go.
I know. I can't wait till she comes back down. Yeah, and don't get me wrong, Annie Lynn and Uncle Ray, I love you too. And I hope you all come down too. Like, I can't wait to see you guys again. I know it's only been like, what, 3 weeks? Something like that. 2-3 weeks, something. But yeah, no, it's like, it's a good time. Now is the time to get rid of the old, take in a new breath, bless yourself. You know, give yourself that little bit of peace of mind. You know, the cat's trying to attack me. But you have the God and the Goddess in you. Remember that. You know, talk to them. They will talk back. I've been talking to Thor, and he's quite the little show off. Even when it's not supposed to rain, I'll get a little lightning bolt here and there when I'm talking to him. It's like, all right, I see you. But I wish you all. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your blessing. I'm not going to stop that. Go on. I need a blessing.
Okay.
Go on.
I would like to wish you all wealth, health, happiness, and to accept joy into your life. Accept those little tiny moments that make up a spectacular life, because you deserve them. You've earned them.
Yep.
Don't waste them. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, I'm going to do, apparently someone thinks that we're sharing the show with him. My first husband's all pissy because his cards are ready. Yeah, whose show is this? Excuse me? You'll get your turn. Relax. I'll draw it first.
His credit, yeah, to his credit, he did the cards last week, so.
To his credit. But that doesn't mean he gets a regular spot.
Well, no, see, he needs to start calling in.
Yeah, hello, that's exactly right. You want to be on more? You need to call in with those cards. Grumble, grumble yourself. All right, I'm shuffling. Tell me when to stop. We're running low on time.
All right. Now.
Yeah, got it. Got it. First card, Chariot, inverted. Second card, Three of Wands, inverted. Third card, Six of Pentacles, inverted.
Wow.
Six of Pentacles, inverted. Six of Cups, inverted. Oh. My lovelies, we are speaking to the heart of the matter, aren't we?
Yes.
We have decisions to make. Oh, ho, ho, ho. I've got, okay, on the first card, Chariot inverted. Chariot inverted. Literally, somebody is ripping themselves apart on the inside. It seems like some illness, some decisions that need to be made. However, I'm also getting a new job. I'm just reading them. Whatever it means, take it for what it's worth. I'm just telling you what I'm getting. Three of Wands inverted. Somebody being stopped from progressing, and they're doing it to themselves. And they're wondering why everybody else is succeeding and they are not. Next card. Five of Pentacles inverted. Not exactly the obvious on this one. What I'm getting is a breakup. Not an illness, but a breakup. And it's very disjointed. And it's very confused for both parties. In essence, there's a situation where there's a separating of a couple and no one is sure why, including the couple.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, this Eight of Pentacles inverted, this, I think, is for my mama, Karen, my sweetheart. This one is for you, Mommy. This goes back to what we were talking about as far as valuing yourself, if you remember our conversation. We'll talk offline about that. Six of Cups. I love me some Six of Cups.
Me too.
Joy abounding. This is from the inside out, a beautiful, happy, loving, fabulous card. This is the fruition of all good things. This is joy.
Yes.
This is love. This is learning to appreciate not just the people you love, but yourself. And I adore it. And I adore all of you. You guys have brought such happiness. The friendships I've made from what we're doing have just been extraordinary, and you guys are amazing, amazing. And I learn from all of you, and I love all of you. So that is tonight's reading.
Yay!
Would you like to add something, Sister Dear?
I'm really kind of surprised that they were all inverted.
A lot of it is stuff that's, you know, well, the standard thought is that it's internalized if it's inverted. Not necessarily. Sometimes it's just delayed, or it's getting to a point where it can happen. I don't believe in the book interpretations. I think they stop you from really interpreting what the card says to you when you're doing a reading. The same card can be pulled any number of, you know, things, if you're doing a Celtic cross, if you're just doing a three-card pull, it always means something different depending on who you're reading and the rest of the message. You know, sometimes people say, well, the book doesn't say that. No, but does it apply? If it applies, it doesn't matter what the book says. And it, there are as many interpretations or variations on a theme for almost every tarot deck. There's a little, you know, it means, well, basically it means this. Yeah, well, okay, but if you're getting a different message, go with that message because that is what is coming to you. I do not believe in using the books that come with tarot decks unless you are brand new to reading. If you don't trust yourself, if you don't trust yourself, you need to practice. And you need to practice the book.
Because agreed.
You go from your gut, 9 times out of 10, your gut is more correct than the book interpretation.
I know. I'm actually shuffling a set of oracle cards that our middle sister gave me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to pull one just to see what it says.
We're down to 3 minutes. Go, pull it.
Ah. I like that one. It is a beautiful card. God, I wish you guys could see it. Huh?
Share with the class. What are you looking at?
Well, it is a seated person. There are 3 of the frilled orchids, an eagle flying in between. The seated silhouette is, you can see through it to clouds. It's like a window to the soul. And then surrounded by space, and the vase has a little tiny earth right next to it. And the card is called Illumination. As darkness comes, the mirrors of your spirit reflect different images. It is the time when the world changes and your being begins to glow. Reflect on the new vision that has been living on the perimeter of your consciousness. An idea is stalking you and awaits your invitation. A place within you to begin life. The totality of your creativity comes after you've begun your work on the sacred painting of your life. It is then that the muses of inspiration surround you like eagles and cheer you on to illumination. Take responsibility for your work and your life, and then illumination will follow. I like that card, and that card is perfect for tonight.
It is. Is that from the Oracle deck?
Yeah. I forget that she didn't give me the box, so she just gave me the cards. But let me see. South Red, painting copyright by Rob Shelton. I don't know. I have to look them up and see which deck it is, and I'll post it on our fan page. But, yeah, they're beautiful cards, absolutely beautiful paintings, and yeah, that couldn't be more perfect for what's going on. So illuminate, babies, illuminate. We got to close out the show, but we have greatly enjoyed it. We only went an hour long tonight because we've had a rough week and we're kind of tired. So y'all have fun for Beltane this weekend. Get your maypoles out, go dance around them. Stoke up those bale fires and get to getting it.
Get to getting it, honey. All
you want
right,
to close
guys.
This out, hon?
Yeah, for Desperate House Witches, this is Raina and my beautiful sister Dorian. Brightest blessings
I
to
love
all
ya.
Of you. We love you. Blessed be y'all.
Bright blessings. Love you guys.